Hello, this is Burke Midget with The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. By the way, The Word Works, and I'm glad you're here. Well, praise God. We're excited to be back here with Sherman MacArthur for a part three. As we're talking about mind renewal, just continuing on with what he's been sharing, but we want to get into the Word a little more this time. And Sherman's just a great Bible teacher. The Holy Spirit, the true teacher within him, really ministers to Joanne and I on a regular basis, and we just love sharing the Word with him. So you're going to be blessed by this as we look into some scripture about mind renewal.
In Romans chapter 6, verse 1, it starts out and it says, "What shall we say then? Shall we go on sinning that grace may abound or increase?" I'm in the NIV, but New King James, King James may word it just a little different, but right now I'm reading out of the NIV. Verse 2 says, "By no means. We died to sin. How can we live in it any longer? Or do you not know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death?" Before I go any farther, I just want to emphasize something so that you're just not following along with the reading, but notice the word death. When you were born again, Jesus told Nicodemus, said, "You must be born again." And he didn't understand. He said, "How can an old dude like me go back into his mama's womb?" And Jesus explained, "Unless you're born of the Spirit, you cannot enter the kingdom of God." Well, being born again, God has no use in trying to renew an old you. He had to crucify you. So when you were born again, the old you died, and the new, and then he put his Spirit within you. It says you are a new creation in Christ. That word new creation means something formed out of nothing. In other words, he didn't take your old self and take you to the car wash and clean you up and stick you back in, because it'd still be your old self. You have a brand new born again spirit within you, if you're born again. So with that, he's saying, by no means, we have died to sin. That's in verse 2. In verse 3, don't you know that all of us who were baptized into Christ were baptized into his death? You may go, "Well, I don't understand that." Well, the Word of God, many times, you just take it at face value and go, if Jesus says I was dead in him, I'm dead in him. If he says I'm alive in him, I'm alive in him. You've got to quit allowing your mind to interpret the Word of God the way somebody has told you. That's why just that 30-minute snack that you get sometimes in church is not enough to even get you out of the door, much less whether it's the true word or not. You died in Christ. Therefore, you are resurrected in Christ. So I'm going to read on in verse 4. "We were therefore buried with him through baptism unto death." There it is again, talking about you dying, "in order that just as Christ was raised from the dead through the glory of the Father, we too may live a new life." Why would you live a new life? Because you're dead and you're resurrected. "If we've been united with him in the likeness of his death," there it is again, we died with him, "we will certainly also be united with him in his resurrection." The Word of God, and I'm not sure where it says we are seated with him in heavenly places. You literally have to take the Word of God and go, "You know what? I don't feel like it." But your feelings have absolutely nothing to do with your spiritual growth. You have to accept it by faith. If he says you died with him, you died with him. If he says when you accepted him, you were resurrected with him, you were resurrected with him. If it says by his stripes you're healed, you were healed 2,000 years ago. So we have to take the Word at face value. Verse 6, "For we know that our old self was crucified with him, so that the body of sin might be done away with, that we should no longer be slaves to sin." What does that tell you? People, I've heard this teaching, and it's so absurd that we have two natures within us. No, you've either got a lost nature or a Son of God nature. But you can't have both. And this old theory, well, whichever one you feed the most is going to be the strongest. Hogwash. Double hogwash. You're either feeding the flesh or you're feeding your spirit man. And that's what mind renewal is all about. When you learn that you feed your spirit man, your soul starts telling you what to think instead of trying to fight sin in the flesh, because it said in verse 6, it said, so the body of sin. It didn't say your spirit of sin. It said your body of sin. Your fight is with the flesh. I tell you what, here's what you do. Tell your body it's not going to get a snack for any food for 24 hours. What does your body do? It pitches a fit. It's going, I'll die. I'll not make it. It just won't like it. Well, tell your body it ain't going to get to sit in front of the TV for 3 days. Your emotions will tell your body you just ain't going to make it. You're not going to sleep good without, as the stomach turns or something like that on TV. So, back to the word. So, the body of sin might be done away with. One other thing. Verse 6 says, for we know. Until you know that you're dead with Christ, you're resurrected with Christ, you're never going to gain victory in any area, because you're going to be determined to do it in the flesh. You'll go to church and you'll say, I love you, Jesus. And then you'll go, okay, God, I'm going to try to live for you. He doesn't want you to try to live for him. That's why he's in you, so that he can live through you to magnify his heavenly Father. Now, there's not a lot of time here, but I'm hoping that it intrigues you enough to keep reading. There are more verses in Romans 6 that you're dead. But in verse 8, it says, there it is again. Now, if we died with Christ, I like the King James said, now, if we be dead. That's kind of like old, good old country talking. If we be dead, well, now if we be dead with Christ, what do? We believe that we shall live with him. You've got to know something in verse 6 to number 8. You've got to start believing it. Well, you might follow along with me and go, well, that's cool. I'm dead with Christ. You have to start believing it. But you know what? After you know it, after I share it with you, you know you're dead with Christ. Then you start believing it. Well, once you do that, verse 11 says, in the same way, well, I like the King James, it says, for I reckon myself dead to sin. What are the sins that bug you? Are they lust of the flesh? Are they anger? Are they frustration? Are they critical tongue? You know what? Your spirit man does not want to participate in these, but your flesh is all in. For me, I got victory by saying, Father, I thank you that I'm dead to that sin. I named the specific sin, but I'm alive to God. I thank you that because I'm dead. You know what you do? If you ever saw a dead body and you tried to stick a cigarette in it, it ain't going to puff it because it's dead. You can't give it a drink. You can kick it and it ain't going to kick you back. You can cuss it, and it ain't going to cuss you back. Why? It's dead. So what you do, you consider yourself dead to sin the same way that dead body does. The difference is you have the power of Almighty God, the maker of heaven and earth, reigning and living within you. If you do not allow God to become big within your believing and your knowing, you will never be able to reckon yourself dead. But this is God we're talking about. Let him reign in your thought life. Let him enlarge how you think. Therefore, it says in verse 12, therefore do not let sin reign where? In your soul? No, your mind wants to worship God. Even Paul said in Romans 7, you'll hear the battle. That I do, I don't want to do. That I don't want to do, that I do. And then he says, oh, wretched man that I am. He's not talking about his spirit man. He's talking about his body, his flesh. He said, who will give me victory? It ain't Uncle Sam. It ain't your mama. It ain't your daddy. It says through Jesus Christ. And how do you do that? By number one, seeing yourself dead to sin. You have to know it. Number two, you believe it. And then you know what reckoning is? That's where you say, honey, I'm dead to that sin. I'm not going to be like that anymore. You tell your kids, I'm dead to being angry. You're not going to see me angry anymore because I'm dead in Christ. You continue to confess the word. That's what reckoning is. Now, we don't use that word much, but it means acknowledge, confess. In other words, get it out your mouth. Shut your mouth up. Only speak the truth. Here's one spiritual truth that is very important. Satan does not want you to speak the word. He'll put that supernatural zipper on your lip, and all you'll do is dwell on what's wrong with you. When if you'll speak the word, it'll transform your life. You go, I don't believe that confession stuff. That's okay. You don't have to live in victory, but I'm going. I'll go without you. So, it ain't blab it and grab it. It is confess the word. Speak the word of God over you. Speak that you're dead to that. Speak those sins. Speak that you're alive to Christ. Speak that you're victorious. And then one last thing. Jesus says, if you've got burdens that are too heavy to bear, you know what? Take his yoke upon you. In Matthew 11, I'm learning that every day. It's a tough thing to do sometimes. And I shouldn't even say that because I'm learning to rest in Christ. I'm learning to take his yoke because he wants to live his life through me versus me trying to live my life for him. Try it. It's not, how's it working for you? Isn't it time for a change? Jesus wants to be Lord of your life. Amen.
Well, praise God. The word works, man. I'll tell you, that was great teaching. We know and believe and reckon. So when we take that word, we can see that it will work in our lives when we work it. Thank you so much, Sherman. I appreciate you sharing on mind renewal as we close out this particular part. And in the other two sections, we talked about all sorts of things. And I believe people have really been ministered to by this. I hope you'll come back and can share again with us. Let's go before the Lord in prayer. Father, we thank you for your love and goodness and mercy. And thank you that revelation knowledge has been flowing far beyond the words that Sherman and I have spoken into the hearts and lives of these, your people. And we give you all the praise, honor, and glory in Jesus' name. Amen. Thanks for joining us today for The Word Works, a podcast outreach of In Christ Ministries. Please consider subscribing to receive our latest podcasts. For more information about this ministry and additional resources, please visit us at burtandjoe.com. That's BERTANDJO.com. And remember, the word works.